I knew better. I really did. What was I thinking? That he wouldn't notice? Or maybe that he wouldn't care? But he did. And he did. He did notice. And he did care. And here I am, again, standing in the corner, hands behind my back with my forehead pressed to the wall. I don't dare move or turn around. I'm in enough trouble already. I start to wonder how long it's been. How long have I been standing here, motionless, standing in the corner? This is when my mind starts to play tricks on me. It feels like hours, but I know it's only been a few minutes. Maybe 5 or 10. I hear his footsteps, and my whole body stiffens. I can feel my lower lip starting to tremble. Tears are welling up inside me. He hasn't even touched me yet, and I am ready to cry. My stomach tightens. I know what's coming. His hands reach around me, and he unbuttons my skirt and slowly pulls the zipper down. It falls to the floor. My cheeks flush and turn pink. I squirm and shift my weight back and forth. I feel like a little girl, a naughty little girl, exposed, vulnerable, ashamed. I can feel his eyes on me. He's looking at my ass, my panties, my little girl panties. The ones he makes me wear to remind me that I am not above this. That when I am with him, I am his little girl. And when his little girl is naughty, she is going to get a spanking. I can barely breathe thinking about it. My stomach is filled with butterflies, imagining how it's going to feel when he pulls me over his lap and slaps my bottom. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to love it. But mostly, I know, deep inside, I need it. I gasp as his finger presses under the waistband of my panties and pulls them towards him. Slowly, he slides his finger side to side, gradually lowering them over my ass. Just do it, I think. God, just get this over with. But he wants me to feel it. Every second of it. He wants me to wait for it. To dread it. He wants me to know he's in control of me. And that this isn't just for fun. This is real. That feeling starts to come over me. He's really going to spank me. It's really going to hurt. Why do I want this? What's wrong with me? I can feel myself shaking as he lowers my panties. He pulls them down just far enough to expose my ass. It's somehow worse than him taking them all the way off. My legs feel like jello. I can barely breathe. My heart is pounding. The feelings start to flow. I want to be good. I do. I want to please him so much. But sometimes I test that. I push it. I know I shouldn't, but deep down a part of me just needs to know. I need to know. I need to know he cares. And this is how he shows me. I guess it's how I show him too. He doesn't say a word. Then I hear the sound I'm dreading. He pulls the chair across the floor. Wooden legs sliding across the hardwood floor. That sudden shivers through my whole body. Nothing else sounds like that. Nothing. The embarrassment starts. Face pressed to the wall. Hands clasped behind me. Panties pulled down. Legs naked. My shirt is still buttoned. He's left my shoes and socks on. Somehow I feel more naked than if he'd stripped me bare. One hand takes hold of my wrists, pinning them together. I whimper. I'm sorry, is all I can manage to say as he guides me toward him, away from the wall. He doesn't respond to my words. My view of the wall becomes blurry as my eyes cloud with tears that I can't wipe away. I'm not ready to let go of them yet, but they are there, waiting. I see my prison recede as I carefully step backward with him. Part of me is glad that I can't see him. I don't want to see the disappointment on his face. I know this isn't playtime for him, and it isn't for me either. I know only too well where to go, and I resign myself to what is to come next as he guides me onto his lap. He crosses my arms behind me and holds my wrists together, pinning my arms behind me. His hand is so strong, he grips me tighter, holding me down. My breasts are mashed against his leg. My knees are bent, and my ass is sticking out. I can feel a soft breeze wash over my ass. I shiver, and then I feel something worse. Something I have been dreading. I feel a drop of wetness escape my pussy and slowly start to roll down my thigh. I'm mortified. I hope he doesn't notice. But he does. I hope he doesn't care. But he does. His finger slowly traces along the inside of my leg, catching the droplet and smearing it on my leg. I shake my head, trying to pretend like it didn't happen, wanting it to stop, but it doesn't. Suddenly I am aware of just how wet I am. His fingers press between my legs, and he slides one of them inside me. Oh, it slips in effortlessly. My wetness grows and I squirm. He presses my hands to my back harder, this time a bit painfully. I try to close my legs and to push his finger out of me, but I can't. He doesn't say a word. He removes it and wipes my wetness on my exposed bottom, using my body to clean his finger. There's a long moment of nothing. Silence. I try to calm my breathing. It works a little, but my heart is pounding. I hate how he makes me wait. Then it comes. Finally. I yelp at the sensation. Even when I know it's coming. It still always feels like a surprise. His hand lands on my ass hard. At first it feels sharp and abrupt. My mind goes blank and then lights up like 1,000 fireworks all exploding at once. Oh, then I feel the sting, like an aftershock washing over me. It sets in immediately and starts to spread across my ass. It feels like fire. There's no warm-up, no warning, just pain. My gut clenches. I close my eyes tight. I almost forgot what I'm supposed to do. My voice cracks, and I breathlessly say the word. What? His hand hits the other cheek. More fire. More pain. My brain short circuits and I moan this time. It hurts. God, it hurts. But I don't squirm as much this time. Two, I say, exhaling. The next one comes faster. Three. And before I can even react, another. Four. I'm not even thinking now. Just trying to keep up. Now his hand is resting on my ass. Slowly he rubs it. I can't see him, but I know he's enjoying it, seeing how pink it's getting from just a few spanks. It's throbbing now as the blood rushes to my tender ass. I can still feel each spot where his hand met my flesh, but all of it stings, it burns. Even his gentle touch keeps reigniting the fires he created. Four, I think to myself. Don't forget. Four. He's on four. If I forget, we start over. I'm breathing better now. Calmer. This one is harder. More focused, more deliberate. It shocks me with its intensity, and I close my eyes as the pain spreads across my backside. I almost forget to say the word. Five! Escapes my lips. I hope I haven't waited too long. It starts to sink in. I did this. I'm here because I didn't trust him. I tested him, and I made him do this. I want to tell him I'm sorry, but I know I'm not to speak. Just count. It hurts to not be able to say it. I want to make it better. I want him to know. How many more? I wonder. Six. This time, when I say it, it isn't just counting. One word is all I have. A number. But I do my best to imbue that word, that number, with everything I'm feeling. I'm sorry. I'm yours. I know. I was a bad girl. I'll do better. And now the tears really start to flow. Seven. I'm not just sobbing now. I'm crying. And I am sorry. I am so sorry. I deserve this. I want him to know. I need him to know. I'll be good. I'll be his good girl from now on. I will. I swear I will. Eight. The pain gets worse. And as it does, it makes me cry harder. I feel my nose starting to run. My face is wet with my tears, but God help me, my cunt is wet too. Soaking. Nine. I barely manage words. I'm heaving now, but I'm not fighting him. I'm not squirming. I know that each time his hand hits me, we grow closer, and I'm almost there. I'm letting go of everything that put me here, that put me in the corner, that put me over his lap, that made him light my ass on fire. Ten. I scream. This time the pain is worse than all the others combined. Not just how it feels on my skin, but how it feels inside. With that pain comes a feeling of relief, of freedom. I can't fight it anymore. Whatever he does now, I accept. I give up. I surrender. I won't resist. Because I know I'm right where I need to be. It no longer hurts, not the way it did. It feels like love. acceptance, cleansing, forgiveness. I'm still crying now, but they aren't tears of pain or misery. They are tears of relief, tears of joy. I know he cares enough to help me, guide me, discipline me, and ultimately not just forgive me, but let me forgive myself. I feel his hands rub my bottom again, tenderly, gently, kindly. He slides my panties back up over my reddened ass and runs his fingertips over the cotton fabric. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't need to. I know he's done and he knows I'm free now. He releases my arms and I turn and curl up on his lap, pressing my head to his chest. His arms wrap around me, holding me close as I let my tears flow. We sit that way for a long time. Occasionally, his hand reaches up to wipe my tears from my face. I know I am his. I know he noticed. I know he cared. And tonight, I'm his more than I've ever been before.